This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. I'm Robin Hilton from NPR Music. I'm here with contributor Serena Turos.
Hey.
WBGO's Nicole Sweeney.
Hey, everybody.
And from Radio Milwaukee, Tariq Moody.
Hey, y'all.
It's New Music Friday, and we're doing a quick rundown of the best releases out now on July 14th. We all put our heads together and go through a great big pile of music and pick the ones we think everyone should check out. This week, that includes a new album from Palehound. We've also got new ones from Alanis Springsteen. The rapper Jay Huss has a new record out today. But we're starting off with Kool & the Gang, for real. Kool & the Gang. They're back and ready to party with their new album. People just want to have fun. This is the song, Go Get It.
Your body's moving, loving what you're doing, baby, baby. Go get what you wanted.
Go get it.
Go get what you wanted, baby, baby.
Let's go.
Now I realize where that song remind me of a little bit. Chromeo has a very Chromeo feel by it. But anyway, Kool & the Gang, I feel like they're going back to their catalog and trying to give it a little more modern take on what they're trying to do, trying to introduce their sound to a new generation. But to me, when I listen to this whole album, it's like going back to my family reunion in Haynesville, Alabama for my parents, seeing my grandparents, my uncles dancing, barbecuing. So this is like a Black family reunion album for me.
Yeah, that's one thing about this album is that it is hard to keep still no matter what. You know, I think sometimes when you have a group like this, they might leave out a certain generation of folks, but Kool & the Gang is just kind of inviting everybody to this party.
Yeah, I was thinking like some of the tracks do remind me of some of their early hits, like Go Get It. Yeah. Kind of has that spirit of get down on it. And then there's
that
tracks
bass.
Like... Yeah, and there's tracks like Let's Party, the vocal effects kind of remind me a little of that Daft Punk, Nile Rodgers kind of era. But a lot of it really flows between that late 70s and 80s R&B funk kind of era throughout this whole album. But then there's, of course, near the end, there's like slower jams, like That's What I Love About You.
You listen to me and understand with healing in your words.
Ooh, the power in your presence, girl. Ooh, the beauty of your essence, girl.
And if I could, I'd give the world to. There's nothing I wouldn't do to prove.
That's the jam that my uncles and aunts would be like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing to with a little beer in their hands or something. My parents would truly, truly love this record, I think.
To be totally honest, I was largely skeptical going into it just because I always wonder. I mean, this band's been around 60 years. They're going to celebrate their 60th anniversary next year. And you wonder, I mean, how much gas can be left in the tank, right? You know, especially with a sound that has been so indelibly tied to the spirit of being young and free and hitting the dance floor, you know. And to your point, Nicole, it does sound to me like they're trying to sort of update their sound a little bit or maybe sound more contemporary. I don't know. Is it work for you?
I don't know. You know, for me, Kool & the Gang, when people hear that name, it brings them back to a time a particular home, a specific party. This was different for me. It was a different sound. people like me that are expecting Get Down On It and Celebration, I think that's not that sound, but you're still going to get a little bit of the horns. I love to hear that live instrumentation that I think we do expect from Kool & the Gang.
I just do want to highlight, there's one track that brought a little bit of that gritty funk that I like, but it was kind of the background in the track My Weakness. It really had the James Brown vibe. You listen to that in the background, you're like, whoa, I kind of wish that was more in the forefront on that track.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff I think a lot of people love about Kool & the Gang in the past, it was funky, sweaty, grittier. And the only thing I wish was a little more of that throughout the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting. We're in a bit of a disco revival in terms of what's going on in the pop charts and like Lizzo, Doja Cat, Victoria Monet to some extent. But it is kind of like what Tariq is saying. A lot of that sound is a little high gloss and not as funky and gritty. And so I do see how this fits in if they're going super contemporary. But the grit is what makes it good, so.
Yeah, that was a perfect word, high gloss. And when you said it, it really struck something with me. It was too polished, almost. There's certain aspects that are too polished. And as we've been saying, Kool & the Gang and that grit, yeah, more of it.
I mean, I see this as more of a party album. As I said before, it's like a family reunion album.
All right, Kool & the Gang back with the album. People Just Want to Have Fun. That's out now on July 14th. There's also an incredible new EP out today from Alana Springsteen. It's called 20-something Figuring It Out. This is the opening and title cut.
Leave your clothes in the dryer. Can't put air in your tires. Throw your life in the backseat. You barely sleep and you don't eat. Try to fit in the circles you run in. 20-something. We drink a little bit too much and we're falling in and out of loving. Everybody says we're legal, but we know that we can't be trusted. The candles on the cake say we're growing up. We're staying out late and we're throwing up. We know it all and don't know nothing. At 20-something. Compare yourself to the friends that pass you. Scared to say that the future scares you. You wanna run, but you don't know where to. Your heart is just a bag you're punching. At 20-something.
Alana Springsteen, no relation to Bruce, is a 22-year-old from Virginia Beach. And she is a new up-and-comer on Sony Nashville. And creates this really great sort of like commercial country that has these acidic bursts of feeling and also like gentle, beautiful confessions, like on this song where there's so much intimate detail and vulnerability in it. And it is so relatable. We were joking about leaving your clothes in the dryer. I mean, who among us
can't put air in your tire?
Yeah.
This is like, yep, that's it right there.
And I love the way that the standard mode now of commercial country is kind of to subvert the tropes of the genre. And I feel like she's so good at this. I just think she's also so funny, so clever. And it sounds like she had a lot of fun writing these songs, which I think really comes through clearly.
I was immediately blown away by this EP. And I mean, 100% didn't know what to expect, but wow. I mean, I don't know that I've ever heard a 20-something artist or anyone really articulate those kinds of universal truths quite the way that she does, you know, with just such a razor-sharp eye for detail and picking the details that really hit you the most. And her reflections on that, on this time, you know, she doesn't just talk about it on the title cut. It's all over this record. There's a song called Chameleon. And she just talks so beautifully about how You really don't know who you are when you're in your 20s. You're trying to figure it out. And how so many people end up just assuming the identity of whoever or whatever else were around at that time, right? You know, and often without even questioning it.
Without even knowing it. Whether it's your best friend, the new best friend at work, and in your 20s, I mean, aren't you getting a new job just about every year? So you got a new best friend, you take on their identity, the identity of your lover. And so you are taking on these identities until you do get to a point where you know who you are. But boy, those 20s... you go through it, and you go through it again through the music. But it's funny. It doesn't really make you feel bad. It's just, it actually makes you feel good about those horrible decisions.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I guess I'm okay.
Make,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, it's all right, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of, like, warm nostalgia for this age, even as she's writing through it, which is kind of like my own experience of being in my 20s is, you know, recognizing that this is a really tough period of your life, but also you're aware that it's, like, slipping through your fingers as it happens, and, you know, you're already nostalgic for your teenage years, even though they weren't that far away, but sometimes they feel really far away, right, and, you know, I love how she tackles this in the song When We Were Friends.
You swear each other. Get drunk behind the bleachers. Raise some hell, but we always said amen. I knew who you were kissing, what tattoo you were getting. Now I don't even know how you've been. Truth is, I miss when we were friends.
Just thinking back of, you know, wondering what people are up to these days, and you're feeling this fondness for people who are out of your life, even though they helped shape you into the person you are now.
Here's the thing that really struck me, though. While Alana Springsteen is living through all of this, and while she's admitting to her fears and her uncertainty and life and doubts and confusion and everything that everyone experiences at that time, she's actually showing more wisdom,
right?
You know, and just a real gift for reflection and a deep understanding of it all than many people are ever lucky to find in an entire lifetime.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, in Chameleon, she mentions a hypocrite to fit the mood. And it's like, we don't ever really want to call ourselves a hypocrite. But when, you know, you think about it, we've all kind of been to fit a certain mood and not being our true authentic selves. And again, that's something that you go through, you know, in your 20s and maybe even to this day. But the way she writes about it is just so cool and clever, and it's she ties it into just all walks of life.
Well, one thing's very clear after listening to this record, and that is that she has done a lot of barfing from drinking too much.
In our
she
20s?
References it several times on this record. All right, Alana Springsteen, her really wonderful new EP is called 20-something Figuring It Out. It's the second installment of three EPs that'll eventually make up her full-length debut album this year. All right, another album out today that we're all loving is from the singer Mahalia. It's called IRL, This Is the Song in My Head.
Could it have been painless? It's a question I think about all the time. I don't know what I was thinking, no. When I let you into my life, oh. I know it wasn't worth it, but I did it anyway. I couldn't say the words to your face, so I wrote them down instead. I wanna remember it as it was and forget about what it's been. Keep that memory inside of my head. I wanna leave it alone, but I don't know if I can. If only you were never done wrong, you could always be right in my head. I wanna leave it alone, I don't know if I can. If only I was where you belong, you could always stay right in my head.
No disrespect to my fellow American R&B artist, Mahalia is continuing this amazing UK, whatever there's in the water over there. She really, on this album, blends eras of R&B into one album. I hear 80s, I hear 90s, I hear 2000s, I hear Erykah Badu, I hear Corinne Bailey Rae, I hear Amy Winehouse, I hear Jill Scott, I hear Indy Ari, all through this album. And it's R&B that you don't really hear on the American side of the charts. and the UK, I don't know what it is. Again, this project is really, it's probably one of my favorite R&B albums of the year so far.
Yeah. She took me back to just some 90s hip hop and R&B, some great feel-good music. And one of my absolute favorites was the song Ready.
From now on, I know I can take what comes my way, and nobody can take that from me. I'm listening to my own voice only, only, oh. Over time, people gonna try to come and take my place, but nobody can take that from me. 'Cause I give you the music your soul needs, oh, yeah.
She mentions celebrating her wins. This album is about not even just celebrating the wins of life, but the wins of love, which I think is so cool. I think we listen to a lot of music that kind of throws up the middle finger to love, and I get that. But Mahalia, through this album, is celebrating it, and it's so refreshing.
Yeah, she is in that lineage of this powerhouse vocalist who suffers no fools. I love that this album is so much about these no-nonsense love songs, like the right. song Terms and Conditions, where she's just right. so nonchalantly, like, laying down her demands. And she's so clever and funny and hooky. I loved the song, It's Not Me, It's You. She's like, you know, you hear that term, like, it's not you, it's me. She's like, no, 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 it's all you.
Yes, it's you, boy, I figured it out. All this time I beat around the bush, but now you're bringing it out of me. True, you really started every fight, always in the right. If you stop all your lies for me, that set me free. I learned to see clearly.
Everything that she does particularly well, I think, comes together on that song. You know, there's just the cloud of harmonies, or I don't know, maybe it's sense actually that her voice is floating over, and the production is really adventurous without being too overbearing. And the lyrics, like you say, it's just so funny. You know, like, it's like she figured it out. Oh, wait, it's not me. It's you.
That's right.
It's you, right? And, you know, or on the song What's Up, you know, where she says, I'm out on bad behavior.
Tequila with no chaser. I might beat my face up. Thought you had me locked, locked down, but I'm out on bad behavior.
Which is just this great little, simple little play on words that's so effective. Mahalia is the singer. Her new album is called IRL. We still got the new J Huss album that we want to play for you, along with a new one from Palehound and more. But first, let's take a quick break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company, because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at lagunitas.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
It's New Music Friday from NPR. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Serena Turos, Nicole Sweeney, and Tariq Moody. We're taking a spin through the best releases out now on July 14th, including a new one from the rapper J Huss. It's called Beautiful and Brutal Yard. This is the song, Who Told You?
Who told you? told you bad man don't dance? Who told you gangsters don't dance? Even with a whip on my hip, I dance. Bad man, take another sip and dance. Two left feet, don't trip and dance. The girl want me, I might give her a chance. Give her a look, she give me a glance. You wore a tight dress just to enhance. You're like a bum bum, never seen you before. Where you come from? You got a fat pum pum, I got a long Johnson. And I will never met you at random. This must be destiny, that's why you're next to me. You feel like ecstasy. This must be destiny, that's why you're next to me. You feel like ecstasy. Who told you bad man don't dance? Who told you gangsters don't dance? Even with a whip on my hip, I dance. Bad man, take another sip and dance. Two left feet, don't trip and dance. The girl want me, I might give her a chance. Give her a look, she give me a glance. She wore a tight dress just to enhance.
Touch my forehead, chest, left shoulder.
Jay Huss, he's known to be pioneering a genre called Afro Swing. Started in the mid-2000s, mid-2010s, it's like dancehall, Afrobeats, trap, hip-hop, R&B, and grime. And this album's full of this, and it has some amazing features like Drake on that track you just heard, Naira Marley, Nigerian artist, Georgia Smith, Burna Boy, who just made history, first African artist to sell an arena, Pop Can, Boss Belly, and others. Let's take what Afrobeat is doing now and pushing it forward. They blend genres effortlessly.
Bim, 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 begin, bembe, bim, 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 begin, bembe, bim, 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 begin, bembe, bim, 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 begin, bembe. I let the bunsam lick ya. He want the same when I saw him again. He's the rule shapeshifter. Used to pray facing Qibla. I just chill in my sector. You know I'm Hannibal Lecter. Put that boy in his pampers. Us man, we're not rampers.
You know, Tariq, I think a lot about how you're always going to bat for the scene and the way that you think people who can't get past the accent need to just grow up. And I thought that some of these songs, the accent to my American ears almost enhanced the delivery.
Mm. That's so interesting you brought that up, Serena, because I thought that too. The differences should feel good. I'm glad you mentioned that. I didn't know how to bring that up.
I mean, I think a younger generation appreciates the accents. I mean, I think Little Sims and all the mm-hmm. UK rappers are getting
good
more
point.
Love in America from the younger generation. I think the new generations are more open to it. Not to say there are people, older generation, like myself or Robin, that can appreciate it as well.
What? What are you
talking 50,
about?
I turned 50 in 2.5 weeks, by the way. So.
Wow. Oh. Happy early birthday.
The water's wonderful. You've got nothing to worry about.
It looks choppy over there, so.
This whole world is fake. It's as real as you make it. I'm a star like David. Where'd you keep the bunsam? Don't misplace it. Let me bless it. Let me grace it. I ain't seen it in so long. I was feeling kind of jaded. Way too long, I've been naked. Way too long, I just waited. I want him bodied, wasted. Ain't got no fear. I already faced it, embraced it.
Well, to y'all's point about how he might be received stateside, at the top of the year, Jay Huss said, and this is a quote, he said, "I'm coming for everything."
That's right.
Which is kind of amazing. And he does sound like he's poised to really blow up stateside with this record. He's a much bigger deal in his home than he is here. But I just can't listen to this album and not think that this would really, really connect with people.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Huss is the rapper coming for everything this year with his new album, Beautiful and Brutal Yard. Let's dig a bit into one more album before we do a quick lightning round to wrap up this week's show. This is from Pale Hound. Pale Hound's album out today is called Eye on the Bat. This is the song, The Clutch.
Thank you.
This is the kind of music when I hear, I think, I want to be in a band.
Mm-hmm.
I want to play live.
I feel like when you start
this.
The air guitar, it's too late.
Yesterday in the car, the kid said, "Dad is such a good driver. He can air drum and drive at the same time."
Yeah, we're all air drumming to that one over here. But,
oh my God.
You know, I think L. Kempner, who plays as Pale Pound, this is their fourth record, and they're from the Boston DIY scene, and so they're known for this kind of, like, riff-heavy grunge rock, and this song, The Clutch, fits into that. But I do think on this album, it's a bit of an outlier. These are not headbangers so much as head nodders. They're a bit more intricate, they're a bit lighter, but they're also kind of burnt at the edges. I feel like there's this great sense of unease that runs through a lot of these songs. And, you know, I was reading that L. Kempner wrote this album. They had to road trip home at the beginning of the pandemic when everything shut down. They were on tour. And I was imagining this just very eerie, apocalyptic drive home through the whole country. And it really helped put me in the headspace for this album, because I feel like it's the kind of record you want to put on in the car at full volume with the windows down and just scream your head off to.
You know, Serena, the way you described L. Kempner's music and this album, I thought was exactly the way I would describe the music of an artist we talked about last week, P.J. Harvey.
Mm.
And it feels like this music is very much in conversation with P.J. Harvey's sort of legacy, you know, strong storytelling and narratives. It's sometimes very twisted and dark, but also sometimes very beautiful and very funny and, you know, there's just that mix of very loud, distorted guitars and then this more shimmering, restrained poetry, which is sort of like how you said, Serena, you know, this isn't head banging, this is head nodding music. Like, you listen to the song Head Like Soup. And just the cadence of L. Kempner's voice and this slightly detached quality, that is just something that ripples through this music.
I love that, because I, with an artist like P.J. Harvey, who I'm not super familiar with, and I'm always kind of curious, like, what's their legacy? So it's really cool to see somebody I admire so much, like Pale Hound, fitting into that.
One of my absolute favorite cuts on the album was My Evil.
I waste time with it, pour wine with it, bake bread with it, give head.
Totally unexpected, but then I was reading more about it that, you know, it's about heartbreak and being the heartbreaker, not the heartbreaky, right? It's always easy to talk about that person that did this to you, but what if you're the person who actually did it? I read about how L. Kempner said they wanted this music to represent how they were feeling, very much in control and out of control at the same damn time.
It's interesting you note that, Nicole, because I felt like L. Kempner's voice and performances across this album are the most assured and confident that I've ever heard
In
their work.
Yeah, this felt really plugged in, and it may be my favorite Pale Hound record yet.
All right, again, that's Pale Hound. The album is Eye on the Bat, just one of the releases out now on July 14th that we're loving. You will find a much longer list of great stuff out today in the description of this episode in your podcast feed, all the stuff that we couldn't get to. But before we wrap up this week's show, let's just take a minute to go around the table and flag some of our personal favorites. Tariq, we'll start with you.
My pick is Hawaya Mighty and the album Crying Crystals.
Think about how I be making you weak, huh? When you be shaking your knees, huh? When you was level with me, you fine alone, but you better with me. I got your back when you have a bad day. Hold it all in and you ran it to me. Tell you like
from the weak. Touch you so I get it wetter for me.
Not familiar with Hawaiian Mighty. She is a Juno and Polaris Prize winner. The project is 13 tracks and features one of my favorite artists, Chicago, Gene Doe, New Zealander, Jaspy, and others. And she is one of the most diverse rappers out there right now.
Nicole.
My lightning round pick is Rita Ora's You and I. One of my favorites just right off the back is Praising You, which actually features Fatboy Slim, who did the original Praise You. And I think there was a time where you had to hear this song, whether you wanted to or not. So I feel like we all kind of have a love thing for it. Throughout this album, she just seems like she wants to have fun. She calls it a diary, so we're really getting to go through these chapters of her life, but it's going to be a good time. It's a party. I've seen some videos, and she seems like that friend you just always want to have and hang out with on Friday night. So Rita Ora, You and I, my lightning round pick.
Serena.
My pick this week actually came out on July 7th. It was announced after we taped last week, but it's from one of my favorite artists right now, Raul Alejandro, and his new album, Playas Eterno. Baby, hello. Raul is this Puerto Rican reggaeton superstar who has really pushed the envelope in the last year. And he makes this dark, gritty reggaeton music that is electronic. It makes me think of like Venga Boys in space. It's so good. And here he is landing his space shuttle on a beach. And this album has a ton of guests, but it never really goes off the rails of his artistic vision. And I am going to be spending a lot of the summer with this one.
Okay, and I just want to flag the new Tessa Violet album that's out today. Tessa Violet, it's called My God.
When I take my picture, wanna kiss her, I'm like, damn. I see my reflection, got affection, cause I care.
So Tessa Violet's got this pretty huge following on TikTok and YouTube. You know, she started off as a vlogger, and she was originally known as Mika Kitty, and her music kind of fit the name. You know, it was a bit whimsical and cute, but man, on this album, she gets bigger and bolder. She hits the dance floor on some of the tracks, you know, and there's still plenty of pop hooks. A great record, My God, from Tessa Violet. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. My thanks to Serena Turos, Nicole Sweeney, and Tariq Moody. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, as I mentioned, you can see a full list of everything that we talked about and played in the episode description for this podcast. You can also hear full versions of the songs in our expanded New Music Friday playlist. Just search for those in Apple Music and Spotify. You can follow all of our new music picks, tiny desks, artists' interviews, album reviews, and a whole bunch more in NPR Music's newsletter. Sign up for it at npr.org/music newsletter. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well and treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message is brought to you by NPR sponsor, Lisa, in collaboration with West Elm. Discover the new natural hybrid mattress, expertly crafted from natural latex and certified safe foams, designed with your health and the planet in mind. Visit leesa.com to learn more.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.